too much. You're doing too much. How many times have we heard this, y'all? How many times have we said it? This episode, this is the title for this podcast. You're doing too much. This is Mr. Cage from Divine Works Education and Training. Our mission is to help us advance through the discovery of our true identities. We want to help us advance in all areas of life, personally, professionally, academically. All areas, y'all. Advancing in who we are and our personal growth and development. But that does not happen if we have the tendency to say, you're doing too much. When we find ourselves in a conflict situation with people that we love, with our parents, with our siblings, co-workers, romantic partners, bosses, managers, find yourself making this statement often, you are handicapping your growth and development. We give a personal account of this from what I've been involved in the past couple days. Prayerfully, it will help us out in our growth and development. It is super, super important for us to take responsibility for our actions in a conflict situation and under the umbrella of a relationship, because if we don't, we don't grow. We don't grow on the inside because we had a tendency to blame others for the part that they play in the relationship or in the conversation or in the disagreement. If anybody that's listening to this, if you've been a student of mine, if a co-worker, family member, friend, loved one, anybody that played an important part of my life, you may have heard me say this, and this is my tagline, this is my anthem. I am only responsible for the part that I play in the relationship. I'm not responsible for you. I'm responsible for my actions, my thoughts, and behaviors. I'm not responsible for your actions, thoughts, and behaviors. My responsibility is to be a role model and to set a standard of an example of an individual who's willing to own behavior and to take responsibility of his actions. When I say own behavior, this is what I mean. Sometimes we don't want to own behavior because it's not reflective of who we are. And it's not. This is why we have to own the behavior and say, you know what? This is not who I am. We have to identify the characteristics, the character traits, and behaviors that's reflective of who we are and not reflective of who we are. Because if we don't, we never know what to keep or what to give away. So there are times when I'm in conversations. There are times where I'm in relationship with people and I make a mistake and I have to own that mistake. But on a higher level, we don't like owning mistakes because a feeling of guilt, shame, condemnation comes, feeling bad, and we don't want to internalize that. But this is why it's important to have a relationship with God, because Jesus, when he died on the cross, he bared all those infirmities and sins and sicknesses and maladies and also dysfunctional behaviors. So I don't have to take that and I don't have to personalize if I made a mistake, if I was walking in blame. I can say, you know what, man, Jesus took care of that for me. But that's a realm of revelation through relationship that we have to discover and cultivate and grow in over a period of time. So it doesn't happen overnight. In any event, we'll have our conversation in this podcast about y'all doing too much, stopping the blaming, and we'll identify the dysfunctional part of it, and then we'll bring it to the light and help all of us grow individually, because that's most important in our relationships. Relationships are key, y'all. Relationships dictate everything that we do in life is going to be dictated by a relationship. A relationship, as we define it from Divine Works Education and Training, is an association or connection with an idea, person, place, experience, or culture. We understand that how we define it from a healthy relationship standpoint is that we are in a relationship or we are associated or connection with an idea, a culture, experience, or a person that promotes our well-being, that promotes our spiritual, mental, physical, social, emotional well-being and safety. And as I prelude and connect the unhealthy relationship part, many times, well, let me X out the word many. Sometimes we find ourselves in an unhealthy relationship because of our paradigm of our thought and our perception, our experience, which filtrates into the demonstration of our life and how we express. The unhealthy relationship aspect of it is that if you find yourself solely making decisions to benefit you, then you may find yourself in an unhealthy relationship externally with people, because the relationship that we have internally with the ideas and the culture and the opinions will dictate how our external relationships flow. Got it? Let me give you a real reference point real fast as far as the Bible. The people that know me on this podcast know that I'm a man of God and a believer. Therefore, I will refer to Genesis 3, the fall of mankind, the fall of Adam. And to make a long story very short, we all are familiar with the story. I would assume those who are not, you can always refer to it in the Bible. Whereas you have the woman eat of the forbidden fruit. It tastes good. It's pleasing to the eye for her. She passes it along to her husband, and he tastes of the fruit and eats it. Then when God the Father comes and he's looking for his children, he asks, Adam, where art thou? Where are you? Mankind, where are you? And Adam responds and says that he was afraid. He hid himself because he was afraid. Fast forward in the story, the reason why I ate of the forbidden fruit, the reason why I know that I'm naked, the reason why I'm hiding is because of the woman that you gave me. Well, the woman was an asset. She was a help me to help get the assignment completed for your life. Therefore, when you look at it from a practical aspect, the people that God has sent to our lives have been assets to help us fulfill the assignment that he's given us. But it doesn't happen when we blame. It doesn't happen when we say, y'all doing too much, or you doing too much. I don't like the way you said that. You doing too much. What you want me to do, I don't want to do. You doing too much. Translate this into a practical story. In our high school cafeteria is the lunch hour. When a student is trying to leave the cafeteria 5 minutes before the bell ring, it does not happen unless they have a pass. I have a relationship with a student who attempted this great feat. She tried to leave the cafeteria without a pass 5 minutes before the bell rings. Security addresses her. He says, no, you don't. Do you have a pass? Well, he didn't say no. I said no, of course. His question to her was, well, do you have a pass? Her response was no. And she continues to walk. I jump in and I tell her, well, where are you going? You don't have a pass, meaning that you are not able to leave, to go to this class until the bell rings. She looks at me and looks at us and is confused. And she felt as though y'all was doing too much. Why? Because she wanted to do what she wanted to do, not what she was instructed to do according to the policies and the procedures of the school, which promotes safety, right? The next day, I have a conversation with her to see how she processed the whole experience. She told me in her mind, the thought that came was, really? Y'all really doing this? Y'all really doing too much? I don't know her experience with the security guard in the past, but I know what's the truth, and I know what the expectation is for not only her, but for all other students is to follow the redirection of a faculty and staff when in accordance with the policies and procedures of the school, which is trying to cultivate a culture of safetiness. So anything that she thinking and anything that she wasn't do doesn't matter, because that supersedes whatever her opinion may be. But she deactivated the growth and development moment when she shifted the blame, or she shifted the responsibility to us, therefore not taking responsibility for her action based on the directive that was given. Soak that in, y'all. I want you to visualize how when you were young, we had the tendency to shift blame to other people for the direction that our parents, coaches, teachers, aunties gave us. We had a tendency to say, well, he not doing it or she not doing it. Translate into the now. The present reality says that if I'm going to grow in the identity that God has given me, if I'm going to be limitless in my resources, financially, spiritually, mentally, in all areas of my life, if I'm going to help people and be an asset to people's life, then I can't live my life looking at what other people do and justifying my mediocre behavior and actions based on other people's relationship with mediocrity. I understand that's heavy, but it's the truth. How has that hindered our relationships with people? I can think about a few relationships in my past that has hindered our growth and development and our progress individually, and me being in a relationship with the people, you know, from a networking standpoint and from a romantic relationship standpoint, where conflict came and knocked on the door. And when conflict knocks, I know I've said this in a previous podcast, that when conflict knocks, open the door, because that's a growth and development opportunity for us. But when I think about it, personalizing it in my life, there are people that I'm not in conversation with because conflict came, and conflict addressed both individuals, myself and them, and no one is reaching out and picking up the phone because we didn't like how that situation materialized. It didn't work for my sole benefit, and I choose not to take responsibility and pick up the phone and call that person and resolve that conflict. Immaturity, y'all. Immaturity. And what is needed from both individuals, whether on my part to them or their part to mine, is needed for us to go to the next phase in our lives. We cannot continue to have conflict within our relationships with people and justify our mediocrity or infancy, childhood behavior. He hit me first. Don't matter. You're responsible for your response. Now let's take this to a higher level. My challenge to us, and myself included, is to not allow your present condition, your present circumstance, your present reality to dictate what you do, how you think, and how you respond. If it's meant for us to go and support someone, if I have a full tank of gas or a half tank, if I feel like it, or if I don't feel like it, the responsibility that we have, if we call ourselves in relationships and we cultivate healthy relationships with one another, is that I go and support that person. If I make a decision not to, out of excuse, which is the realm of mediocrity, which I can consider as blaming the circumstances for not being accountable for your actions, then we remain in immaturity. We remain in arrested development. We remain in aging and not growing in maturity. And that's not who God called us to be. That's the higher level. taking it away from the people physically that we can see, and looking at the present circumstance situations that we can see with our naked eye, and deciding to walk in faith and saying, you know what, my circumstances is not going to dictate how I respond in the situation. I'm going to respond in faith, because in faith there's a seed, and as my actions complement the seed that I sown, there's water, and that seed will grow into a plant. That seed will grow into a flower. It will break forth. It will break through the concrete, and you will see the end result of my faithfulness and our faithfulness in walking in that direction. But y'all doing too much. You're doing too much, meaning that you gonna control my actions, meaning that you doing too much. I'm not doing enough, though. We can't afford to continue to blame one another for how we respond to each other. No, y'all, that's not walking in forgiveness. If we choose to, it's going to hinder our relationships. And remember, the success in your life, the growth and development in your life, the success in our life, the growth and development in our life is going to be dependent on our responses, our actions, our thoughts, our behaviors. I was in a conversation with one of my family members recently, and we haven't come to that awareness that just because a person offends me doesn't mean that I respond in offense to them. That's a sign of immaturity. I've told my students, and as we close this podcast, I shared with my students once before that I don't want you to be the bigger person. I want you to be the smaller person, because in scripture it says that He increased, therefore I decrease. So when you see less of me, you see more of God in me, and it allows us to respond in the character and the identity that He's calling us to walk in. And that's maturity. That's walking in forgiveness. That's walking in agape love. And it influences and it adds to our growth and development. You never allow a person to control your seed, y'all. Never listen to me. Never allow an individual, their response, their lack of response, their negative attitude, negative comments, negative ideologies, negative perceptions to hinder what you do. If you understand in your heart, and if we understand in our hearts what is meant for us to do in the realm of truth, in the realm of our true identity, then what a person does will not and cannot stop us from being who God called us to be. This is Mr. K's Divine Works Education and Training. Y'all doing too much. Stop the blaming game. Take responsibility for your actions and the part that you play in your relationships.